3, 2, 1.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 20s in 20 podcast, where we cover everything you need to know about your 20s in only 20 minutes. I'm Mallory Metz, and this is As Good As It Gets.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to 20s in 20. This is not your normal host, Mallory Metz. This is actually Mia Mulvihill. And today I'm so excited to be talking to Mallory Metz. Mallory, tell us a little bit about why we're doing this.
Well, Mia, I am sad to say that this is episode 52, and it also happens to be the last podcast episode for 20s in 20. So I was really thinking about how I could bring this podcast to a close, what it would mean for this podcast to come full circle. I felt like having Elliot and Sienna as my guests last week led into this a little bit, but now I want to talk a little bit more about like my experience with this podcast, like what I've learned, what I want to do moving forward, and yeah, just talk about, I guess, the last year of doing this.
Obviously, I'm so sad that the podcast is ending, but I think this is a really great way for listeners to get to hear from you on what 20s in 20 meant to you. So I wanted to ask you first, why did you start 20s in 20?
Well, Mia, as I've previously said on this podcast before, I really started this podcast when I was alone in quarantine. I had a lot of free time on my hands, as many people did. You know, some people took up working out, some people took up eating healthy. I decided to make a podcast. I think you were actually one of the first people I called, and I was like, hey, wouldn't this be a fun idea? And I had no idea what I was gonna do, who I was gonna talk to, what the format was gonna be. Like, how do you even start a podcast?
What was your vision for 20s in 20 when you came up with this topic? Because really, you could start a podcast about anything. You could have started it about the pandemic or living in Dallas. So why did you pick this topic of 20s in 20?
I feel like it was hard at first because I was like, what can I talk about? What am I knowledgeable about? What would be fun for people to listen to? What would be fun for me to continue doing? And I remember sitting down and I was like, well, I could talk about my 20s. Like, I'm in my mid-20s. It's something relatable. Like, I have the audience for it from like a personal following standpoint. I feel like we could start there. Mm-hmm. And I remember like sitting down and just writing out what I felt like episode topics could be. Like, I was like, I could talk to Sienna about having random roommates because I've had random roommates and she's had random roommates. And then I was like, I could talk to Mia about getting a dog because you got a puppy and I fostered dogs during quarantine. And I just like went through a list like that. But eventually I ended up parting ways with that list, my starter list. And I actually just started like kind of going on a random tangent of trying to get guests that I actually weren't my friends to cover topics that I was unfamiliar with instead of always trying to cover things that I did know, if that makes sense. So I guess my vision changed as I actually started to put this into execution.
Well, I love it. I feel like covering your 20s is something that you had some sort of expertise on, but obviously we're still looking to learn a lot more about all these like random topics that people expect you to know in your 20s. And I feel like it's kind of like a metaphor that you started out on a path and then halfway through the podcast decided to do something a little bit different. I feel like that's kind of what your 20s are like anyways. So why are you deciding to end the podcast?
So I think when I first started this podcast, I told myself, you know what, start it. It's the beginning of June. Like, you'll just go and do this until you return to the office. And I was thinking that was going to be like 6 months. Like, I was like, January 1st, I'll be back sitting in a cubicle. This will come to a close. And here we are a year later. And I feel like the world is opening up again, but I'm still not returning to an office. So that was no longer a tangible timeline for me to continue doing this or for me to end this once we return to the office, because I'm like, what does that look like? What does that mean? And so when it got closer to like episode 40, I decided at the year mark, I'm coming to a close. I'm stopping the podcast. I just don't have the time to put towards this that I had when the world was closed. And I also feel like it's not as easy to get guests now that they're just as busy out living their lives as well. Mm-hmm. So it's been a difficult decision to make, because I feel like I started this like out of a passion project and I grew it all by myself. So it's been like hard to like be like, it's over. But once I made the decision to end it, I'm like, am comfortable in it. And I feel like a year straight of doing this is perfect.
And I mean, it's not like the podcast goes away forever. Like, people can always go back and listen to your episodes. And you're still going to exist as like a person that people can reach out to. So it's not like it's gone forever. You're just kind of, I feel like, putting a bow on it after like this whole crazy year, and you've done so much with it that you just want to end it on a high note. Okay, so throughout the podcast, what was the hardest thing about running it?
I feel like something a lot of people don't know or acknowledge is that I did this podcast for 52 weeks straight. I did not miss a single week. I posted an episode every Friday for the last 52 weeks. And so behind that is a lot of planning. First of all, like, I had to plan out my guests. If I was going on vacation, I had to make sure I had my podcast edited in the pipeline. And like, on my social pages, I was posting Instagram 6 times a week, and I had to make sure that that content was all built out. So I want to say, like, the hardest part was just, you know, sticking with that and making sure I never skipped a week. And then just the time consumption behind that, because a lot of times I think people don't realize that I'm recording these podcast episodes and they're anywhere from 35 minutes to an hour and a half long conversations with people, and I'm editing it down to 20 minutes. So that's taking like 4 to 6 hours of my time to edit every week, in addition to the other aspects of the podcast that I'm pushing out. So I feel like that was just really hard. And I feel like when you're doing it all yourself without a producer, or, you know, you're the host, the producer, the social media strategist, nobody's like giving you a pat on the back except for yourself. You know, like, I'm like, another week in the books, and my 10 listeners are like, cool.
Well, I do feel like, as an outside observer of you building this podcast, like, it was very clear how much advanced planning it took. Cause I remember you would tell us about these great guests that you were having, and I would be so excited, and then we wouldn't see them for like weeks. So you were planning so far in advance to make sure you had the content that, like, I don't think I have the foresight to plan that far in advance. And then in terms of commitment, Sienna Elliott and I came to Dallas for your birthday. And I remember on the morning of your birthday, you got up early and posted your podcast. So not even resting on your own birthday.
I also made us listen to my podcast episode on my birthday on my couch.
I know, I love it. I would listen to all of your podcast episodes on your TV. So my next question, and I'm going to make it easy because I'm going to exclude myself from the running, but of all the guests you had on besides me, who was your favorite?
Right. Besides you, I would say there's been so many, and it's so hard to choose. I feel like I have to say again, like, reiteration, like, I love recording with my friends because it takes the pressure off, and I feel like my conversation feels natural. I feel like you can, like, feel my personality come through, and it's more conversational versus when I have a guest on, it's a little bit more like by the book, just trying to get through whatever their content is. So I would say probably all my friends, you included.
That's a pretty good answer. I have another tough question for you. No need to name names, but did you have anybody who was your least favorite podcast guest?
Ooh, yeah. A peek behind the 20s and 20 curtain. I did have one episode that I never aired, so it just lives in a folder somewhere on my desktop. It was the hardest podcast episode I've ever recorded. It was like pulling teeth trying to get this person to talk to me. It felt like they didn't want to be there, and it was for like a pretty reputable company that I had found, and I was really excited to have them on. They were like booming on TikTok, and like based off of their social media presence, I was like, this is gonna be like a fun, charismatic episode. And like every second of it was just a struggle. So I tried to edit the episode as best I could. I ended up throwing it out the window, and it'll never see the light of day.
Ah, that's such a bummer. I feel like for you to not even get an episode out of it must have been pretty bad, because these are only 20-minute episodes. I mean, when you and I recorded it, easily like 40 minutes passed before I even noticed. So not everyone can be a winner, but I'm sure you learned something from it along the way. So let's get into like the numbers of the podcast. It sounds like there are a couple different metrics you use to measure like reach. So use whatever you think is necessary, but how big did the podcast get over the past year?
Yes, Mia, I'm so glad you're asking this, because anytime I see someone on the street who like kind of knows me, this is their first question is like, well, how many people are listening? Or like, how many subscribers do you have? And it's actually kind of a complex answer. So first and foremost, I want to say I can only see how many subscribers I have on Spotify. And then I can only make assumptions based off of my listenership on how much that is translates to Apple Music. Because like, you're an Apple podcast gal. Like, you're one of those. So
I am.
I've got 600 subscribers on Spotify. And that accounts for only 37% of my listenership. So Apple Podcasts actually makes up the 53% outside of that. So, I mean, you can do some small math there, Mia.
So that's like, obviously just doing mental math, that's like 1,300 or 1,400 subscribers. And those are people that subscribe and come back every week. So not even just like the reach of individual episodes and people who listen every week. So that's pretty impressive for only being a 1 year podcast.
I feel like that's really impressive too, because the way I envision it is if 1400 people were sitting in a room with me and I had to give a speech, like I would probably break down and have an anxiety attack. So the fact that that many people are interested enough in what I have to say to come back and, like you said, like be notified or like push at the top of their podcast that my latest episode is out there, I think it's a really big accomplishment. And I think, you know, I'm proud to like put that number out there and have people know.
Totally. You should be. So 20s and 20 has had a great year. Coming off of this and kind of looking into the future, are there things that you have learned from this podcast that you're going to carry on into your everyday life at your job and in your social life and stuff? Maybe like three biggest things that you're going to carry with you from this podcast.
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like I definitely had some takeaways from the podcast that I will continue throughout my life. First of all, from my skincare episode, I had no idea that St. Ives was so bad for you. I will stop purchasing. I'm a CeraVe girl now. Like, I will stop on that path. So that's my first one. My second one is I talked to Amanda about like anxiety and hangxiety and all of that. But her and I actually, after the podcast stopped, had like a 45-minute conversation after about like manifestation. And I remember she was like, the way you have to look at manifestation is just like getting water out of the fridge. And Mia, I know I say that to you all the time now, but I think I'm going to think about that for like the rest of my life is, you know, you can get anything you want. You just have to think about it like it's already there. Like it's already water in the fridge. You're just filling up your cup, you know? So I really love that one. And then I think my like last big takeaway is really, you know, every single one of my guests that I've had on came on to talk about a passion and like a passion that they were pursuing or that they were knowledgeable about. And I just feel like, I guess it's, if you have a passion, pursue it, try it, do it once, do it twice. Like, just follow it. And I feel like all these people have found success, either like small or big, in like following their passions. And it just really resonates with me. And like, although like I'm obviously ending this podcast, like it's just leaving room for a different passion or hobby, I think, to enter my life.
I love that. I feel like you had so many guests who didn't set out to do what they ended up doing, but like by some twist of fate. Like, I'm thinking about that girl who ran the meme account, who was just working in an office posting on social media, and then all of a sudden it was big enough that she could make income off of her Instagram, and that became her career. Like you said, it's just about finding a passion and following it until it becomes something bigger. So I love that. I think those are great takeaways. Looking back on the past year, is there anything that you would have done differently?
I think if I could have done anything differently with the podcast, I would have done like an unfiltered, unhinged, just like rowdy podcast. I think it was hard with this podcast, the fact that I know my coworkers listen to it. So I'm not going to go out here and like cover raunchy topics and, you know, be unfiltered and unedited with that like corporate mentality lingering in the back of my head. Like, I think if I could have just like fully plunged into it and like gone off the rails a little bit, I think I would have. But that being said, no regrets. I think, like, this is gonna live on the internet permanently. I might as well be, like, okay with it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like even my episode, my mom and dad listened to it, and my dad was like, you go to the bars a lot. And I was like, I didn't even realize I talked about going to the bars a lot, but listening back, I did. So kind of a good point that people might call you out on the stuff you say.
I will say I cannot re-listen to episodes anymore. Like, I could not tell you the last time I heard episode one because I, like, get the ick from it a little bit. So
I did want to ask, do you usually re-listen to the episodes once they're posted, like beyond the editing process?
When this podcast first started, I would listen to the episode like 20 times, which is crazy to think about because now I can't even listen back to them. Like, and I can, like, hear all my errors and everything. So it's kind of crazy. But yeah, I honestly, on Friday mornings, usually put it on and, like, drink a cup of coffee. In the last, like, 15 episodes, I've just been, like, really burnt out and I haven't listened to them. So I have no idea what they sound like outside of the editing process.
Well, they were great. No worries. So what is next for you, Mallory Metz? Do you have future plans to, like, do something new in this space? Do you think there's ever a chance that 20s and 20 would come back?
I guess I don't ever want to shoot myself in the foot and say 20s and 20 won't come back. Like, who's to say that I won't record a surprise episode or give a life update or just pulse check? Who's to say I won't think of a different podcast idea that, you know, you guys can listen to? That being said, for now, there is no podcast plan in the future. But, you know, I encourage you guys, follow me along my personal journey at Mal Metz. My DMs are still open. I'm more than welcome to be a guest on your podcasts, all of you, once you start one. But yeah, for now, my podcast journey is coming to a close. And personally, I'm just looking to live life a little bit now that the world's opening up.
Was there anything that surprised you throughout your podcast journey? Anything that you weren't expecting?
Yeah, like when I first started this podcast, I obviously knew that people were going to listen in the sense of, like, this girl I went to high school with started a podcast. Let's hear what she has to say for episode one. Ha ha. Because I was obviously sharing it out on my personal social media. But what I didn't expect was for this podcast to grow, to have organic listenership to the point where strangers were DMing me, telling me how impactful this has been on their life. Because to me, I'm enjoying this and I like the guests that I have on and the topics we're covering. But to have somebody who's a third party DM me and be like, I just want to let you know, like, I wake up and go on a 20-minute walk every Friday to your podcast is such a crazy feeling. Like, who am I to be the podcast that you choose to listen to? And, like, it's just that validation for, like I said, all that planning and time consuming edits and everything. Like, it's all paid off when people send me those DMs and I reply to them and I'm like, I just want to let you know, like, this has made my day. This has made this episode worth it for me. Like, and there's been some low points where I'm like, I just, like, I'm ready to quit the podcast. And then someone will literally DM me, like, the nicest thoughtful message. And it's so impactful. So it just, like, makes me really have a lot of consideration. I feel like for small content creators, like, I want to support them and, like, buy people's merch and, like, DM even my favorite podcasters because I know, like, just how good that makes you feel when, like, somebody rewards your work organically.
Okay, Mallory, well, thank you so much for telling us all the ins and outs of running 20s and 20 for the past year. I don't know if you know, but we do this little thing on this podcast where we end every episode with pet peeves for the topic at hand. So I wanted to ask you, do you have any pet peeves about running 20s and 20 over the past year?
Oh, yeah, Mia. I've got pet peeves. I would say, honestly, my first one is that this podcast is 20 minutes because I didn't realize that committing to 20 minutes meant every episode had to be 20 minutes.
Well, Mallory, I wanted to say thank you for doing the podcast for the last year. I have loved listening to all the episodes. Do you have any parting words for all of your listeners and subscribers?
Thank you to everyone who has listened. Thank you to anyone who has ever DM'd me. Thank you to anyone who's ever, you know, thrown out an idea or a suggestion or given me honest critical feedback on the podcast. This is the end of 20s and 20, but This is not the end of Malmette's, and it's still as good as it gets.
Thanks for joining us.